In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, we can read the miracle of the feeding of the 4,000. The story in a nutshell is this. For 3 days, Jesus had been teaching a crowd of about 4,000 people. The crowd is now very hungry. If Jesus sends them home hungry, some of them are so weak they may pass out. Jesus then asked the disciples what food they might have to feed the crowd. As it turns out, the disciples had only 7 loaves of bread and a few small fish. You know the story. Jesus then blessed the bread and the fish, and miraculously, 4,000 people were not only fed, but were satisfied, as it tells us in verse 8. Just think about it. 4,000 very hungry people, almost to the point of passing out, were satisfied with such a small amount of food. Now, many sermons have been given referring to this miracle, reminding us that something small in the hands of Jesus can indeed become great. But there's something else about this story that really strikes me. Just 2 chapters earlier, in Mark 6, is the story of Jesus miraculously feeding the 5,000. There, Jesus takes 5 small loaves of bread and 2 fish and feeds an even bigger crowd than he does in Mark 8. Now, this is what strikes me. The disciples were present in chapter 6 when Jesus fed the 5,000. The disciples experienced what Jesus did then with so little. And here the disciples are, just 2 chapters later, wondering how the crowd of 4,000 is going to be fed. Now, we don't know how much time had passed between chapter 6 and chapter 8, but it probably wasn't that long. A few days, a couple of weeks, maybe a month, maybe 2 months. Now, did the disciples suffer from short-term memory loss? Had they forgotten about the previous miracle? Brethren, there's a lesson here for us today. Are we so different, brethren? Do we forget? Do we also have short-term memory issues? Friends, think back in your life. How many times in the past has God provided what we needed? Then time passed, and we forget when we again become in need. Do we forget events in the past where God did provide for us when we were in desperate need? Friends, when we find ourselves in a future desperate situation, let us look at it as an opportunity instead of an impossibility. Brethren, Jesus is the one who satisfies. Let us build upon His blessings of the past and look toward the future with confidence. Brethren, God will provide, and Jesus will satisfy. Amen.